Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and McKean Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of action in Harrisburg right now, but the one thing that everybody is still angling for and working on is a jobs bill. What's going on with this issue in Harrisburg?
Well, the House Republican Caucus is taking a real leadership role in a jobs bill. Several years ago, under the Rendell administration, we had a package of bills called the Keystone Manufacturing Initiative. Basically, this will be our jobs bill with some tweaking, some refining of those pieces of legislation. Some of that is reducing taxes on business to help make our state more business friendly, which is always a job creator, bringing people in, bringing businesses in. We also have a package of legislation regarding prevailing wage that should be very beneficial to our townships and saving the taxpayers across the state money on what we consider to be a very burdensome regulation. And we'll be putting forth a package of bills in the very near future, again, similar to the Keystone Manufacturing Initiative, but with some more refined language in the legislation.
The House also acted this week on important legislation to help the victims of sexual assault in Pennsylvania. What's going on with this piece of legislation?
That's House Bill 1794. The main sponsor is Representative Mark Mustio. And this bill would require any defendant who's being detained for trial on sexual assault charges to be tested for HIV within 48 hours at the request of a victim and to notify victims of sexual assault immediately if he or she has been exposed to HIV. We believe that this is a very important piece of legislation. It falls under the Federal Violence Against Women Act, which stipulates that any state that fails to enact such provisions be denied the last 5% of grant funding under the Violence Against Women's Act. And I see this particularly as a woman as a very important piece of legislation. It's, you know, we talk about a lot of right to know in government and transparency. This, to me, is just another component of the victim having the right to know whether the person who has assaulted her has a life-threatening disease. So as a woman and as a human being with this disease that has been rampant on our nation, I believe this is a very important piece of legislation for women and for women who have been sexually assaulted.
There's also been a lot of talk about doing something about the impact of drilling for Marcellus Shale for local governments and county governments. And I understand that there has been some legislation or some concepts put forward by the governor. What's going on with this and how do you think this may play out?
The governor brought forth his proposal a couple weeks ago, his idea of an impact fee. And his concept of an impact fee would be basically up to each particular county. From what I understand, the County Commissioners Association, their statewide association, that doesn't necessarily mean that every county commissioner's office supports his concept of a fee. But I've been told that they are now on board with the governor's concept of an impact fee, where it would be up to the counties to decide whether or not to levy a fee on the producers, drillers in each individual county. Obviously, we have counties who are not affected at all because there is no drilling in that county. And there's been a lot of concern within the General Assembly that for those counties who have no impact from drilling, why should they receive any monies when they have no actual impact? If we're going to talk about an impact fee, it's obviously the counties who are impacted by the drilling that has any issues with the drilling, and those are the counties who should receive it.
And what do you see as happening with the governor's proposal in terms of legislative action this fall?
We're waiting to see if a piece of legislation does come forth. But at this point in time, we have not seen any legislation to propose what the governor has proposed.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.